under my feet.
Why? You may ask. Earthquakes in New York and New Jersey? Solar eclipses across the world? That's why. And by the way, we got to credit the master barber, Andrew Cerasi, for the idea of playing that song today. Very appropriate. Thank you, Andrew. Good morning. Welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show. I am Paul Molloy. And along with my partner, Big Ed Davis, thank you so much for being with us. It is Monday, April the 8th, and we have a lot to talk about today. In a few minutes, Ian Murray of the Competitive Enterprise Institute will be here, and we are going to talk with him about a new Senate bill. It's called the Credit Card Competition Act. It's a plan that Murray says will do more harm than good. The Credit Card Competition Act. The name alone scares me. So we'll be talking with him in just a few minutes on that. And what is the truth behind viewing a solar eclipse without hurting your eyesight? We are going to give you three big myths about viewing a solar eclipse and the truth behind them. So stay tuned for that. And Trump and Biden, both releasing new policies over the weekend on two separate important things. Abortion for Trump, student loan repayments, a new plan by Biden. We are going to take a look at them. Stay tuned for that as well. And in our ultimate top 10, Friday, we gave you the longest winning streaks in Major League Baseball. Today, the top 10 longest losing streaks in Major League Baseball. So stick around for that towards the end of the show. By the way, we are sponsored by Andrew's Master Barbershop. Men for the best haircut in Tampa Bay. I have never found a better place in all these years that I've lived here. It's in Dunedin in the Overcash Plaza. That's just off State Road 580 on Overcash Drive, just north. They are open Tuesday through Saturday, not on Mondays, but call first for your appointment, please. 727-733-3773. And Arbor Life Tree Service, if you've got anything that you need to do involving trees, you want to get rid of them, you want to add them, you want to enhance what you've got, you want to remove stumps, whatever it has to do with the tree, Arbor Life Tree Service, Tampa Bay's premier tree service, call Arbor Life for a free estimate, 727-330-1999. So, Ed, I got to ask you about the solar eclipse. Are we, those of us that live in Tampa Bay, A, are we going to see any kind of an eclipse, a partial eclipse, and B, about what time would it be if that's the case?
To my understanding, we will see a partial one, probably about half, and I believe that's going to be somewhere between, starts around 1 p.m. till about 3.
1 till 3 o'clock around here, yeah. Okay.
Everybody's getting in the middle of the country there.
Yes.
Texas, Nebraska, all through that area.
Yes, there is a diagonal.
Lining up like it's, I don't know, like they're welcoming visitors from outer space.
That's exactly
it's
right.
Strange.
Very interesting. It's the phenomenon of people and what they do is just as interesting as the eclipse itself. And I think, if I remember right, there is a somewhat of a diagonal. You want to see a total eclipse. It's like from Maine going southwest slowly. I know it goes through like Carbondale, Illinois, and it ends up going through Texas, a goodly portion of Texas on its way. So if you're in any of those zones, you have a chance to see maybe the total eclipse. Now, there are three myths about watching an eclipse we wanted to talk about. Prevent Blindness, an organization dedicated to fighting blindness, saving sight, is encouraging eye safety by dispelling some very common misconceptions about an eclipse. Number one, myth number one, it's okay to look at the sun for just a minute or two. That is not true. One common misconception is the belief that it is safe to look at the sun if it's only for a minute or two. Well, they say eclipse viewers should never, repeat, never look directly at the sun during an eclipse, as it can cause permanent eye damage. Exposing your eyes to the sun without proper eye protection during a solar eclipse can cause eclipse blindness or retinal burns, also known as solar retinopathy. So do not look directly at the sun during an eclipse at all. Myth number two, it's safe to look at the eclipse through your smartphone. Myth, watching a solar eclipse on your smartphone can put you at risk of accidentally looking at the sun when trying to line up your camera and stage a perfect shot. And it's also possible that this could damage your smartphone, the camera. You know, the camera's like your eye. Mm-hmm. So you're allowing all of those rays. Those are ultraviolet rays, by the way. I think those are the bad ones. Mm-hmm. Okay. See, here's the thing. When there's no eclipse, what does your eye do? It starts to close the little hole that you look through in your eye. Mm-hmm. You know, because it's so bright. But when you're looking at an eclipse, obviously, you're not closing that little hole. It stays wide open, and then those ultraviolet rays are penetrating and scarring your eyes. All right. Number three myth. Eclipses emit harmful rays that can cause blindness. They say this, although it is never okay to look directly at the sun, the idea that eclipses emit harmful rays that can cause blindness is a misconception. If you're using proper eye protection and practicing caution, you can safely experience the solar eclipse. And the organization says in closing, always consult an eye care professional for additional guidance. So there you go, Ed. Are you going to go outside? Do you have any?
I'll look.
Yeah. Do you have any glasses?
No, I don't.
Well, then don't look.
Well, I mean, I'm going to go out just when it's halfway.
But don't look at the sun when you're doing it.
The big thing about it, the biggest part that you want to see is not looking at the sun. It's what happens around you. It looks like nighttime.
That's right.
But
you can experience that.
If you're here in the summertime and about 5 o'clock in the afternoon when the sun's out, and all of a sudden the thunderstorms roll through here, and all of a sudden everybody's going to turn their lights on outside because it's so dark. It's almost the same thing.
Yeah.
It's just a little bit quicker.
Good point.
So I know there's a piece of paper you can look through. I forget what they call that paper. You can see through it. But it's almost like a tinted piece of paper. You know, like put tinting on your windshield and stuff. There's something that you can actually look through and hold that up and watch it.
Well, it's got the same composite as those glasses that they give you.
But you still don't want to stare at it too long.
You do not want to stare at the sun with your naked eye.
What you
want to
see is when it's fully in effect. That's cool. Wow, yeah, the sun's totally blocked out.
You can look.
And that's it.
Just don't look at the sun when it's going through an eclipse unless you got your glass, the correct eyewear. That's the rule. It's as simple as that. All right. We're going to talk about some other things that a solar eclipse actually helps cause a little later. But let's take our break. And when we come back, Ian Murray of the Competitive Enterprise is going to join us. And we are going to talk about a new Senate bill called the Credit Card Competition Act.
Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
You know, years ago, I used to go to one of those haircutting chains. I never got the same person twice, and the price was a moving target. I've been going to Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin now for over 8 years. I've never been disappointed, and I get a great price. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's not a chain. They've been cutting men's hair in Dunedin for close to 40 years. So give them a try, men. You won't be disappointed. Andrew's Master Barbershop on Overcash Drive, just north of 580 Main Street in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, so call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
Arborlife Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, and insect control to grinding and removal, you get an experienced, ISA-certified, and veteran-owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arborlife Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arborlife Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Back. It's Monday, and delighted to have back an old friend of ours, Ian Murray. He's the Vice President of Strategy and a senior fellow at the terrific, terrific Competitive Enterprise Institute. He's a very busy young man this morning, and we appreciate getting a few moments of his time. We're going to talk with him about something called the Credit Card Competition Act. That name alone intrigues me, Ian. Tell us a little bit, if you would, about this legislation. I think Dick Durbin, Democrat from Illinois, is introducing it.
Yes, indeed. Dick Durbin, who has form on this issue, he has proposed this law, which would basically mandate that when a bank offers a merchant the ability to use credit cards to pay for stuff, which you know we all do, and merchants seem to like the ability, our ability to pay for this, that they offer a choice of network over which the payment process can be run, and that choice should be between either Visa or MasterCard and some other network. So it's basically forcing a competition on the merchants.
So in other words, if a bank decides it's got a different ways that you can, as a merchant, pay whatever you owe, the bank up until now gives you those choices that they have. And now is Durbin saying, look, we don't want you to just limit the choices as a bank. We want you to be able to offer them other choices, and therefore this act is going to give you other choices you have to insert? Is that how that works?
Yes. Durbin is trying to do is he's trying to break what he thinks is an evil duopoly of Visa and MasterCard running these credit card networks. But of course, what this is really about is that the very big merchants bridle at the amount they have to pay to Visa and MasterCard for all the incredible services that Visa and MasterCard provide to us, the end consumer, things like fraud protection, the identity protection, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
The merchants hate having to pay for that. So they are working with Dick Durbin to try to stop this evil duopoly, as they put it, and bring in new networks which will compete on price and not on quality, and so the merchants don't have to pay that pay the fees to Visa and MasterCard. They pay lower fees for worse service for us, the end consumer.
So the merchants are in on the scheme. They feel that somehow this is going to be in their best interest. Will it be in their best interests to force the issue? Because they don't have to worry about it as much. It'll be the consumer that works with the bank itself. Is that it?
Well, yeah, it's those of us you know, who have bank accounts and use these cards. We're the ones who are going to have to pay the price for these cheaper, more affordable to the merchants networks. You know, we're going to have to put up with increased identity theft, with much longer disputes with the network over who's going to pay pay the bill in the case of fraud. You know, at the moment, Visa and MasterCard, they eat that on our behalf. You know, they eat all those costs. So, which is why when there's when you know, you dispute a charge on your credit card bill, you never have to pay for
that's
it.
Right.
Perhaps going forward, you're going to have to start paying some of that money.
Now, that is a scary scenario. I think we've all gone through something where we found on our card something that I know it's happened to me several times. Someone found a way of using my card, and I immediately contacted them and the bank, and they stopped it. And I didn't have to pay a penny on it. And, boy, I would hate to lose that that possibility. But let me ask you this, Ian. Why would Durbin want to do that? Why? What's in it for him and the Democrats?
Well, the thing about Durbin is that he just hates the idea that banks could actually earn money off any of the services they provide. The Dodd-Frank Act, you know, he introduced a cap on these fees that we're talking about. And, you know, this was a complete surprise. You know, it got passed at the last minute. So it's as close to a natural experiment as you could possibly get, because nobody anticipated this. Result of it was, a bunch of things happened. The first thing that happened was debit card rewards programs just disappeared overnight. You know, you used to be able to earn rewards on your debit card. You can't do that anymore. But because the banks had to make up fees that had been lost, they started doing things like cutting back on free checking accounts. You know,
of course.
Free checking was almost universal, and now only about a third of bank accounts in total free checking. So once again, we, the consumer, has to pay for what Durbin's doing.
We're talking with Ian Murray. He is the Vice President of Strategy, a senior fellow, a long time at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, about the intrusion, once again, of the federal government into the private sector, and it causes more trouble than it does good. And that's always the case, almost always the case. They think they know better. They don't know better. The banks and the merchants and the consumers working together in the free market always come up with the thing that all of them want the most. I mean, that's just the beauty of the free market. We don't seem to learn our lesson, Ian. We allow these people like Durbin, who I think deep down must understand that the intrusion that he is making into the free market in the long run is going to hurt the little guy. It's always the little guy, the guy at the end of the bottom of the totem pole, that ends up getting, you know, the come down from everything else, it seems to me.
Well, yeah, and one of the things, you know, one of the great insights of economics that Durbin doesn't seem to learn is that you don't look at just the immediate effects of what the law you're passing. You should always look at all the knock-on effects as well. Yeah, and a great example of that in here is, you know, when you think about it, there are only three ways really to make money off offering a credit card to a consumer. The first is these fees that we're talking about that Durbin wants. Wants reduced considerably. The second is interest rates. Well, interest rates are sky high at the moment, you know, as anybody who's checked their credit card account recently can tell you. And the third is basically annual fees and other fees that are charged direct to the consumer. So those are almost certainly going to go up you know, you're going to have to pay premium rates for a basic credit card in the future. It would not.
Yeah, and it's probably going to cut back on people's ability to get a card if their credit isn't great. You know,
absolutely.
Yeah. What are the chances that the Credit Card Competition Act is going to pass?
Well, one of the good things about this is he doesn't have a huge must-pass bill like Dodd-Frank to attach it to. So he's having to make the case on his own.
Oh.
And so he's facing headwinds. The thing is, quite a few Republicans, three or four Republicans in the Senate, who really should know better, are actually backing this bill because they've taken the populist idea that this is going to hurt banks, and hey, we all hate banks, so they're backing it. We could do without that additional hurdle.
Oh my God, yeah. I mean, so there is a chance that the doggone thing's going to pay. All they got to get, if they get every stupid Democrat, every Democrat to vote for it, all they need are a handful of Republicans and it passes in the Senate, which leaves the House to deal with it. Is there any chance it can be stopped in the House?
I would think that Speaker Johnson is a sensible enough guy to realize that this is a poison chalice he's been handed if the Senate passes it to him. So I think it could be stopped in the House, but it's one of those things where we've got to pay attention. Otherwise,
exactly.
We end up with higher bills on our credit cards, and and all these problems that we've already talked about.
You're right. I got to ask you this, Ian, because I've got a story on it for a little later in the show anyway. Joe Biden, in an effort to get as many votes as possible, is unveiling yet another student loan handout plan today. The Supreme Court has already slapped down his other attempt to cut back on forcing students or whoever to pay their loans. Now he's coming through with a backdoor approach. Have you been following this? It would seem to me that somebody is quickly going to challenge this and slap it down again, but maybe Biden just wants some sort of an issue like this heading into November.
Well, it's one of those things where it sounds good in principle. I mean, who could be against these poor, hardworking students? Both my kids are in college. They're in favor of this program, surprisingly enough. Yeah. So who could be against it? But it's one of those things where when you think about how we're governed and the rule of law, that's far more important than a few thousand dollars here and there.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You can't let the executive just decide to change the law anytime it thinks it's a good idea.
Well, it's unconstitutional.
Absolutely. We went through that in the UK where I'm from under Henry VIII.
Yeah.
And we learned our lesson then. And I don't want America to forget that.
Yeah, you're so right about that, Ian. Hey, it is always a pleasure. I know you've had a busy morning. I thank you for finding the time to come on and talk to us. It's always a joy to talk with you. And I look forward to our next chat.
Well, I'll make the time any time. Thank you.
You're a great guy. Thank you, Ian. All right, buddy. Ian Murray of the Competitive Enterprise Institute. All right, we're going to take our break. When we come back, hey, we got solar eclipse on the mind. We're also going to talk about these new policies, both Biden and Trump, two separate policies that they are coming out with their positions on. We'll take a look.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Men, you probably know my all-time favorite haircutter is Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin. But let me tell you why. Andrew Ceresi has been cutting hair for over 50 years. His family-run shop has been in Dunedin for close to 40 years, and his two great associates, Candy and Christine, total 55 years of haircutting experience. That's why I guarantee a great haircut at Andrew's Master Barbershop. It's located on Overcash Drive, just north of 580 Main Street in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, so call for your appointment, men. 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
Arborlife Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, and insect control to grinding and removal, you get an experienced ISA certified and veteran owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arborlife Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arborlife Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
On what should we call this? Eclipse Monday? Maybe we could call it that. By the way, there will be about 2.5 to 4.5 minutes of totality eclipse if you are in the right place. Now, there is a diagonal swath that the total eclipse will be taking. Viewers, the path will go through from the Pacific Ocean, coast of Mexico to Newfoundland in Canada, all right? And so it'll pass through Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, Illinois, Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine. So there are parts of those states where you could see the total eclipse if you're outside at the right time.
And like I said, there are certain spots where they're bunching up into, you know, trailers and all that.
That's right.
And all I can say is all the people that are out there with your eyes up in the sky watching things, keep your eyes watching around you that are things that are happening too.
As a matter of fact, that's a very good point. I was going to make that as well. The Institute of Transportation Engineers conservatively estimates 5 million people will travel for the eclipse event, and said that if they all left the path of totality as soon as the event was over, the resulting traffic would be the equivalent of 71 sold-out football games ending all at once. Yeah. So there's going to be a lot of traffic, and there's an increased risk of crashes. There's going to be a lot of traffic crashes during this eclipse period.
Well, I'm thinking of other things that people might take advantage of the fact that you're not keeping your mind on what you're doing.
You're not watching what you're doing, yeah. Pickpockets?
Pickpockets, whatever.
Ah, that's an interesting point as well, Ed. Hey, we got, speaking of pickpockets, no, we've got our two buddies, Sandra the Master Barber and Angelo, and they're not pickpockets, but as a matter of fact, they're great guys. And I think Angelo may be close by where a total eclipse could be seen up in New York. Angelo, you live in Rochester, New York. Do you know how far you would have to travel from there to see a total eclipse?
I can see it right out of my house.
Really?
Yeah, we're supposed to be in the path of totality.
There you go.
Well, now, it looks a little cloudy out there today.
Okay, now let me ask you this. Do you have eclipse glasses?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. I have several of them.
So you're ready for it, right?
Yes.
And if it's clear, you're going to use those glasses to look?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Well, fantastic. I don't blame you at all. I'm kind of envy you. There are going to be some people that will be filing into your neck of the woods just to watch this.
About 500,000 people are coming to Rochester.
Really?
Yeah.
500,000? Wow. That's going to be a mess. You're going to have people all over your lawn looking up at the sky.
I know.
They're going to be people that are adjusting their location with the weather pattern.
Well, it is kind of high clouds right now. I mean, it can be overcast, you know.
About what time is it going to be a total eclipse in Rochester?
3:20 in the afternoon.
3:20.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it starts at 2:07, the eclipse, and then it takes like the three. It takes around 3:20 to get totality.
Okay, that's a while.
Mm-hmm.
That's a while. Andrew the Master Barber, we're down here in the Clearwater, Tampa Bay area, and we ain't going to see, maybe we'll see a percentage, but it won't be a total.
Well, they say 60%, Paul.
60?
60%.
That's pretty good.
Hey, I'm curious if the crime rate in Rochester goes up in the afternoon 1,000% when this eclipse hits.
I think... That's a good point. That's a good point.
The lunatics are out.
You know the word lunatics has to do with the moon?
That's right.
You know, Luna is moon.
That's right.
Okay.
You're crazy.
Luna actually is moon. Lunatics. They always thought that the moon influenced people's demeanor. And maybe to some extent they're right about that. So here's the deal. There was a 31% hike in fatal traffic accidents during the total eclipse in 2017. 31% hike in fatal traffic crashes. I wonder if we're going to have something similar in particular case.
You put the cell phone usage on top of the eclipse, is going to be 70%.
There you go. And that's I don't know if you heard us earlier. You're not to look through your cell phone.
No, put those glasses.
You put the glasses on.
Well, not just that, but put the glasses over the lens of your telephone.
Yes, because your lens can be damaged.
I'm upset because I won't be able to watch it. Usually my nap time is from 2 to 4, you know? So.
Yeah, well, you know, it's probably safer not to watch it. I think I'll step... About what time, Andrew, will we see our eclipse around here? About the same time?
I think
time?
They said about 1:40 or something is supposed to start. And
thinks around 2 o'clock.
Yeah, and then around 3 o'clock, it's supposed to be at its peak, somewhere around 3:15 or something.
Is that right?
Goodbye. That's it.
I think I'll just go outside and look without looking up at the sky, just to, you know what I mean?
Hey. Let's not change the subject here, because everything is eclipse. It's making us forget all the important stuff here that's going on.
Well, then change the subject.
What do you think about another cargo ship in New York lost power headed toward the Verrazano Bridge?
Verrazano Bridge?
The Verrazano Bridge.
Yes, they did.
It happened yesterday, I believe. They lost power on their way out, and luckily the tugboats were there to save it.
Thank God for the tugboats. We talked about that after the Baltimore Bridge collapse. That why didn't they have tugboats that guided that ship through that bridge? And thank God for those little tugboats.
Well, that's what they're there for. I mean, how many times before this did somebody lose power going to the bridge? And I mean, when I lived in New York, the Verrazano Narrows Bridge scared the crap out of me as a kid. I used to cower down on the floor of the car.
Really?
I did. I was afraid of that bridge. I don't know why.
Well, because you're up high over water like that.
I didn't want to look. That's the one where you can. Isn't that the one where you can travel in the middle, guys? There's a
the
lower
Verrazano?
Deck. There's a lower deck and an upper deck.
I think you're right.
No, it's a scary bridge is when you're going over Niagara Falls area.
Yeah.
Mm.
Good old Niagara Falls.
You don't have to worry about a ship hitting that one. It's way too high.
You know, the Sunshine Skyway Bridge, it's a magnificent bridge. And as we know, it was hit by a ship. And there were quite a few people that died because of it.
Right. 37.
Yeah, there you go, 37. So, I mean, there's always that scary possibility. And when you're going over that Sunshine Skyway Bridge, used to be there were... A lot of suicides. I think they've now got a net going that's saving a lot of lives. But boy, there used to be some jumpers. That thing is so high off the water.
Yeah, and a lot of safety procedures have been put around the base of the bridge now. Basically, if a ship got close to one of the stanchions running up, would basically hit ground first.
Oh, okay.
Before there's enough ground to basically stop it.
Oh, okay.
And then you've got those dolphin things that they call them, the big round things, that kind of like bumpers or whatever, to shield them off. But I mean, if somebody was determined to do it, you're not going to stop anything. But still, I mean, it's fairly safe, that bridge.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. Yeah.
And Paul, you know, I was listening to the show earlier, and the guys were talking about Biden with his student loan forgiveness again. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they call this forgiveness, because he's not forgiving the loan.
No.
He's just transferring the ownership from the students to the taxpayers. And a lot of people need to understand that.
He knows it's not going to go through. He's just trying to get the young vote. He's trying to tell the young voters, say, look, I tried. I tried, but those darn Republicans took it away from you again.
This guy is the antithesis of the Constitution. This guy is ignoring the Constitution. He's going against it. The court, the Supreme Court, has struck down multiple versions of his plan for student loan bailout. The new plan is expected to affect up to 30 million Americans who would see sizable portions of their debt cut back before the November elections. It focuses on cutting loans that have exceeded their principal amount due to interest. It would cut up to $20,000 in accrued interest, while the borrowers who make under $120,000 or couples under $240,000 would be allowed to cut all of their accrued interest beyond the principal amount. So that's he's saying, well, okay, I can't cut the loan itself, so I'll cut the interest out from under it.
And you know what else, Paul? In 2019, right, until now, groceries are up 40% from 2019.
Wow.
Can you imagine
40%.
That? 40%. In other words, a family of four is spending $1,000 a month more.
$12,000 a year.
You know what's interesting? We've got a couple of restaurant shows here on the station. And they both said the same thing, that their business is up at the restaurants because people think it's cheaper to eat out than make your meal at home.
They're probably right.
Flipped. I mean, it was always let's stay home and save money.
That's right.
Our meals. Well, now it's cheaper to go out and eat.
I think you may be right. Look at the cost of a bottle of orange juice.
Oh, don't
it's $3.50.
Three? Oh, well, I'm talking Walmart.
Walmart
brand. A gallon. A gallon is $7.
Yeah, a gallon. I'm talking about the quart thing, but yeah, you're right.
My wife and I went to breakfast last week. It cost us $35.
For a breakfast? One breakfast?
For breakfast. Yeah, both of us, yeah.
Yeah.
She had one, I had one. $35.
Yeah.
Then you leave a tip. $5-6, you're talking $40 for breakfast.
Boy, if I were Trump, I would use that line that Andrew just used. Your groceries are 40% higher than when I left office. 40% higher. Can you imagine that?
It's amazing, isn't it?
That's scary.
And then he should stay on.
Why would anybody vote for Biden? Why would anybody vote for more of that? What has Biden done? I've never heard one thing that he's done in the 3 years. The only thing I've heard, he's reduced some drug prices. What? I don't even know what the hell he's reduced for
drugs. I think
drugs.
He's talking about fentanyl.
Yes.
The only message he's standing on is the abortion and January 6th. He has nothing to offer. He has done nothing for his country. He has stood by having wars going on in Europe and Middle East. Now he's throwing Israel under the bus, you know?
Yeah, and when we're talking about food prices going up and up and up and being cheaper to go out and eat, that's going to flip soon. Because look what California's doing with their workers going to $20 an hour. And nobody ever talks about this. It's at $20 an hour. Whoever gets into office next can't roll that back. That's forever. You can't go in office and say, I'm going to roll it back now and fix everything and make it $15 an hour. That's never going to happen.
Now
they're stuck at 20 and going up.
Yeah. I wanted to mention, when you talked about the abortion issue, Donald Trump came out today with his position on whether abortion should be banned. He's kind of skirted around the issue, but he wanted to come out and talk about it because he is not what one would call entirely pro-life. He says
that he is for the states. He has emphasized his support for the states determining their own law on abortion. He said, so long as there are exceptions for rape, incest, and the life of the mother. Here's what he has to say. The states will determine by vote or legislation or perhaps both, and whatever they decide must be the law of the land. In this case, the law of the state. So that is his position. He takes credit for knocking down Roe versus Wade, but true pro-life groups are not real happy. The president of the Susan B. Anthony pro-life group said she was, quote, deeply disappointed, unquote, by Trump's announcement to allow the states to make up the decision on that.
Well, the Democrats want to make it part of the U.S. Constitution. They don't want states' rights. They want to make it part of the U.S. Constitution.
They want to go back to Roe versus Wade as a federal law.
Mm. At the federal, right, right. And you want to know something? Trump should actually just stay out of the moral issue of abortion.
But here's the deal. Here's the deal, Angelo. I can understand why he's not. Because people are assuming that all Republicans do not want any abortions at any time, basically. And that's going to scare, supposedly, a lot of women into voting Democrat. Or a lot of people that are pro-choice into voting Democrat. And so Trump wants to say, no, no, no. No, no, no. I am not 100% against abortion. I'm glad the states are doing it. Please understand, I'm a populist. I'm not a so-called pro-lifer. Go ahead.
But, you know, the thing is, that moral issue should not even be on the ballot, okay, or talking about abortion. He should just stick mainly to law and order, the prices, the country going downhill, because the only thing the Democrats have is abortion. People are just going to vote just because of abortion? I mean,
you got that right. They will.
Well, we got what, Angelo, you may not know this, but in Florida, we're going to have an abortion referendum on the ballot, expanding it from 6 to 16 weeks. So that's going to bring out a lot of Democrats that will want to vote for it.
But that's why, see, that's the Democratic plan.
Yes.
To get their ballot, to get their people out to vote.
That's exactly right.
They're, the only thing they've got is the abortion issue. They have nothing else to stand on.
Yes.
Nothing.
That's right. But it's the one issue is a game changer for a lot of people. We have seen it. Remember that Kansas abortion thing where, and Kansas is a very pro-life state generally, very red. And that that issue in Kansas affected the vote. So I can see why Trump is worried about that. And I can see why he made that announcement. What do you think, Andrew?
Well, I think he did the right thing by throwing it to the states. There's no question about it. It's got to be brought up. It's something that shouldn't, especially with all the birth control out there. I believe it takes smart people to get pregnant today. However, it's got to be brought up. But you know, what else keeps going up that nobody's even talking about?
What?
Booze. Do you know the price of booze has gone up? Unbelievable. I used to be able to buy a bottle of the vodka that I drink for $19 a bottle. It's now up to $24.50 a bottle.
Oh, my God.
Switch vodkas.
You got to go to the cheap stuff. Huh?
I love Deep Eddie's vodka, and that's what I buy.
Write Deep Eddie a note, then, because I haven't seen it gone up, and I'll tell you, that's one thing during the pandemic that there was never a shortage of. And it's alcohol.
No.
Do you remember what stayed open? The gas stations and liquor stores all stayed open.
You're right. You're right. People needed a drink during the pandemic.
If you take away the alcohol, it's on. Now it's on.
Well, Ed, what do you think about the price of drinks in the bars these days? I was at a wedding this week, and I could not believe it.
Yeah, but
a vodka and cranberry was $18.
Oh, my God.
Well, okay, but you're factoring in the supplies that are going into it, and the fact that the cost of labor has gone up.
Unbelievable.
That factors into it.
But there you go. I mean, everything's gone up. And when your booze goes up, when your milk goes up, when your eggs go up, when all the basics go up like that, I can't see why people would want to vote for Biden again. I just can't see it. But yet,
they're going to vote because of the abortion issue.
Nobody, look, nobody wants to vote for Biden. There are people that there want to vote against Trump.
Oh, yeah.
Period. Period.
There's no question
about
it.
If they're for Biden, they're absolutely a complete moron. I mean, because you're either live through rose-colored glasses or you live in grandma's basement or whatever you're doing, and you're not seeing the real world.
Mm-hmm.
No, if Biden wins, then this country is doomed.
And I swear, every time he tries to walk across the lawn, I'm thinking he's going to hit the dirt. At some point, he walks like a robot.
Well, the country, he's got to, and you also got to stress law and order. Look how much crime has gone up.
The illegals
that have come in across the country, millions, right? You're going to have more measles outbreaks, more mump outbreaks. You can have another pandemic.
Yeah. This is why Joe Biden.
An epidemic in this country.
This is why Joe Biden is our country's worst president.
What's this about the bird flu that's coming through now? The one that's 10 times worse than COVID? I'm like, here we go.
Yeah.
Cue Dr. Fauci again. Where's Fauci? He'll be coming in next.
Yeah. He'll be out of the bird feeder.
I mean, they're not going to stop the incoming of these illegals into the country.
No.
And it's going to continue even more.
And they're laughing about it. That's the thing.
Hey, guys, we could talk. There's so many things we could talk about. I want you to. I hope you'll both join me on Wednesday again. We can continue the conversation. Thanks for calling in, buddies. Enjoy the eclipse.
Have a good day, guys. As long as we don't have another earthquake in New York.
There you go. All right. Thanks, Angelo. Thanks, Andrew.
Take care, guys.
All right, let's take a short break. When we come back, the top 10 longest losing streaks in Major League Baseball.
I gave a girl.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Arbor Life Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, and insect control to grinding and removal, you get an experienced, ISA certified, and veteran owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arbor Life Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arbor Life Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
You know, years ago, I used to go to one of those haircutting chains. I never got the same person twice, and the price was a moving target. I've been going to Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin now for over 8 years. I've never been disappointed, and I get a great price. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's not a chain. They've been cutting men's hair in Dunedin for close to 40 years. So give them a try, men. You won't be disappointed. Andrew's Master Barbershop on Overcash Drive, just north of 580 Main Street in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, so call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we're back. Real quickly, before we get to our top 10, there was a great college girls basketball game between South Carolina and Iowa. Caitlin Clark from Iowa did all she could, but South Carolina went undefeated this year in women's college basketball. They won by 12 points. Caitlin Clark moves on to the pros. She's going to be probably the first one selected. And as Ed had mentioned to me, there's a lot of jealousy of Caitlin Clark. I think she's terrific. I think she's not only terrific, she seems, I don't know what the word is, she seems unpretentious.
Mm-hmm.
I just like the way she handles herself. I think it's very hard.
And
I mean, she's the most famous women's basketball player of all time.
And now she's about to take a big step and be the face of somebody's franchise.
That's right.
And that's what you want.
Exactly.
You don't want some thug that can't stay out of jail or can't speak English.
That's right.
Or kneels during the national anthem.
That's right. And by the way, the national championship men's game is tonight. It'll be a good one.
Mm.
It'll be Connecticut, which is the favorite, I believe, and Purdue with their 7-4 Zach Edey. All right, time for the top 10. It's a sports top 10, Ed. Longest losing streaks in Major League Baseball. On Friday, we did the longest winning streaks. Let's see if you know what team had the longest losing streak. Here we go, number 10. It's actually, there's a whole bunch of number sevens because there's a bunch of them that lost 19 straight. The 1906 Boston Bean Eaters, I was at that game. The 1914 Cincinnati Reds lost 19. The 1973 Tigers, 19. And the Kansas City Royals in 2005, 19. All right. Also the Orioles in 2021. All right. So we're all the way down to number three. Here we go. Number three with 20 straight losses was the 1906 Boston Americans. They're now known as what? The Red Sox. Mm. All right. Yeah, they lost. It began with an 8-0 loss to the Yankees. That'll scare you right there in 1906. And they didn't win another game until May 25th against the White Sox. All right. Another one that's, let's go, just, there's actually there's three of these that had 20 losses. So the next one, 1916 Athletics, 20 straight losses. The 1943 Athletics, and at that time they were not in Kansas City. I think they were in, can't remember what the city that they were in. Philadelphia. Mm. Yeah, in 1943, the Philadelphia Athletics lost 20 straight. Also, in 1969, the Montreal Expos lost 20 straight games. That's pretty bad. So there you go. All right, number two. With 21 straight losses, Ed, and they're all by themselves in this, the 1988 Baltimore Orioles, the 88 O's, did not just lose 21 straight. They did it to start the season.
Yeah.
They started the season and went down to 0-21. Can you imagine? They lost to the Brewers on opening day, 12-0. And they did not win a game until they played the White Sox on April the 29th in game 22.
A month.
Isn't that would be scary.
Yeah.
I wonder how if they fired their manager.
That'll take a dip out of your fan base, that's for sure.
I tell ya.
It's taken a while, but they've kind of turned things around.
Now, so, Ed, I'm going to give you a hint.
As long as it's not the Rays, and I don't think
it is.
Not
the Rays. That's number one. It was done in the 60s. All right. I know. It's a team that's currently playing.
Mm-hmm.
It's an older franchise team.
Yeah.
And it was 23. In fact, I'll give you the year. It was 23 straight losses in 1961.
You know, somebody like the Braves. I don't know, Atlanta Braves.
Okay, that's a good guess. Although they were in Milwaukee maybe back then. Anyway, it's the Philadelphia Phillies. They lost 23 straight games. They were already 29 games behind in the National League pennant race before losing their 23 straight games. When they snapped it, they were 42 games out of first place.
God.
The streak began against the Giants and ended in a doubleheader against the Braves. Mm. When the Phillies took the second game of the doubleheader. Holy Toledo, so there you go. All right, thank you so very much. And remember, if you're going to watch that eclipse, use the glasses. Don't stare at the sun with the naked eye, my friends. Be safe, and remember, freedom works.
And you're never coming around.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified, and then I see the look in your eyes.